Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of June 2012. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in the next hour, investigative journalist, best-selling author Daniel Estulin will be joining us. You know, Daniel Estulin got invited after he wrote a book on Bilderberg to Cuba to talk to Fidel Castro a few years ago, and I was so hyped up whenever I was running around like a piranha. A land piranha at the Bilderberg meeting, foaming at the mouth, covering things, that when I had him on the show, he was in Spain, I was in Virginia, walking along the street protesting. You got to love technology while I interviewed him. But I never brought that up. But that's not why he's joining us. That just popped in my head as I was about to tell you that he was coming up in the second hour. Daniel's never contacted us to come on. We always contact him to come on. But he contacted us because he's got such big news he wants to break here on Bilderberg. So Daniel Estulin from Spain, a guy in Europe more than anybody who's exposed Bilderberg. It's Jim Tucker and myself now here in the United States. And, of course, Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com has really helped break that dam completely down. But he's got sources inside Bilderberg. In fact, one of his sources, just separately, he probably doesn't know I know this. I discovered who one of his sources is. But I'll just leave it at that. Just very, very interesting. That is coming up in the second hour. I've got a huge amount of very important news. The good news is down in Rio, where they've started the big UN World Government Conference, women en masse are protesting the green economy and austerity, saying it will destroy their country. All over South America, in Argentina and Brazil and other areas, people are really getting it down there. In fact, my radio show is extremely popular down there. I know routinely, because I see copies of it online and I mail copies of it. I love Latin America. They don't ask. They just take Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles. Plus, it's well known that I authorize that. I want my info out. I want it to be republished. As long as you don't alter it, that's what I reserve copyright on. And they publish our articles in Latin America is the point. And they know what's going on. And they're like, no, thank you. We're suing Monsanto over their GMO crops. We're suing over pesticide. We're suing over real issues. We don't want to have our carbon dioxide output taxed. Thank you very much. We've got Mark Moreno is tomorrow from that event of ClimateDepot.com. And then we've got Lord Monckton on Friday. If he hasn't been beaten up or arrested, as has happened repeatedly. He's been blocked out of the conferences. He was in South Africa late last year and had to parachute in to the controlled area, kind of like G20, they locked down a large area of Durban. He parachuted in, and then they backed off at that point because they realized that arresting him would be a big issue. He's just something else. You got to love him. What a character. So that is coming up here on the broadcast. Speaking of Drudge Report, this story is up at DrudgeReport.com. We covered it yesterday, but it dovetails with another article out of Business Insider leaked. Microsoft's master plan to take over the living room with a new Xbox. Well, that's always been their plan. And their Kinect system on record spies on you in your home. But that integrates in with Apple's iOS 6, includes government alerts, forced government alerts. You're talking to your son or daughter, your wife, your husband, it cuts you off. You're an emergency phone call, a business phone call. Everyone will get the supreme leader's break in, and then it'll be phased in to be local police as well. So anything you see in a science fiction dystopia movie or novel, the globalists are adopting it, saying that's a good idea. By the way, they're back promoting taser bracelets for all who fly. Put the taser bracelet on the 3-year-old now after the groping by the pedo. We'll be back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Incredibly important worldwide transmission lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up from Spain, Daniel Estlin, investigative journalist, has big breaking news. So big, he actually contacted our office, something he's never done, wanting to get on the show. We've normally got to twist his arm on to coming on because he likes to write instead of really doing interviews. But he's got big breaking Bilderberg news for us dealing with the globalists and some of their plans. And I do know for a fact he has multiple Bilderberg sources because separately through my Hollywood connections, I was able to discover who one of them is. I'll just leave it at that. Also, Larry Summers has come out and talked about a total catastrophe globally. Well, sure, the globalists are engineering that, but they want to milk each country bailout after bailout, always promising that this bailout will fix the global economy, whether it's in Ireland or Greece or Spain or Italy or the United States or England. They're not bailouts. They're direct taxes to the 6 megabanks that issue the currency and credit of the world. G20 summit, Barroso blames Eurozone crisis on U.S. banks and on the American people and demands a stronger euro. And that's always in the plan. They're going to collapse the old euro and bring the people into the new dictatorial one. And that's their own words. I mean, this is out in the open. Look, I can't stand Barack Obama. We're going to be exposing him. He needs to be politically destroyed and not just sail off into the sunset. He needs to be punished. That said, it's clear the political winds are turning against Mr. Obama. Political reports, Kissinger headlines Romney event. Of course, he also headlined 4 years ago a Sarah Palin event. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But you add it together with this. At the party, Bloomberg tips hand on endorsement, New York Times. Oh, yes, it's a leak. No, it's on purpose, obviously, saying that he thinks Mitt Romney is better. Not a good sign when Bloomberg likes you, a guy that wants to ban civilian ownership of firearms. A guy, by the way, other states I saw in the news today are following suit, and other cities as well, to ban soft drinks, popcorn, milk products. I mean, government literally in your bathroom, in your toilet, telling you which size toilet you can have, in your light bulbs, in your computer, watching, listening to you, Google driving around with tech snorkels sticking up, stealing passcodes and downloading everyone's info. I mean, it's beyond 1984, and they're just getting started. But see, what's happening here is there's two parallels, because there's been so much liberty and freedom in this country in our history. And I'm going to talk about this more later today. It's so important that there's good running in parallel to evil. There's different train tracks. And so we still exercise the First Amendment. We still have the Second Amendment. We still have property rights to a certain extent. We still have parental rights. And there's a battle over every millimeter with the power structure, with the TSA and its federal power grab and its attempt to break us and now rolling out on the streets. And drones and wars and checkpoints and all the new taxes and regulations and surveillance and prisons and government shipping drugs in with major corporations to destabilize the country and corrupt police. Our country's like a nervous system. Forget the government, but the people, the culture. And it's under constant bombardment, just as we are individually with propaganda, with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, the GMO, the aspartame, the additives. The globalist favorite saying is, as above, so below. What you see writ large on the universe is also writ tiny in the very makeup of matter. And so everything you see on the mass scale is going on the tiny scale against you and your family. We're going to be breaking that down. So it's a struggle. They don't have world government yet. They're in control of the money, in control of most of the governments, but there's still too much free human activity going on. And they can't move out in the open against the Second Amendment, at least until now, because people have refused to budge and understand what it's all about. They're losing their fight pushing abortion worldwide. They're losing their fight worldwide on vaccinating. People are learning about that. They're losing their fight pushing GMO. They're losing their fight, but they're losing it intellectually and in the court of public opinion. Congress with a 9% approval rating. Some of the parliaments of Europe have even lower than 9%. But the system, we're in a paradox. Best of times, worst of times, because the system is still just going full tilt against us. It's still just rolling out its attack, even though we're awake. Now, we've got some big activism first, and I'm going to explain why we're doing this in more detail after the break. But taking us into the break, this article and video is posted right now, red-linked, at the top of Infowars.com and featured news. Explosive activism. Stop Obama dictator contest. And the point is, his office is being turned into an executive dictatorship. So I'm calling for everyone to take action with this contest, and if everyone does it, I'm going to do it myself today or tomorrow. I've just got so much to do, but I'm going to get it done today or tomorrow. I'm going to go out and hang these posters up all over Austin. If our listeners, if everyone listening hangs up at least a few of these in legal and lawful commons areas or hands out a bunch, it is going to have a huge response. I'll explain why coming up, but here is the video and audio for radio and TV viewers. It's titled Stop Obama Dictator Contest. Here it is. America is starting to wake up to the fact that Barack Obama is becoming a dictator. You know about him launching wars in Libya, Syria, and other areas. And when Congress comes to him and says, you've got to get authorization from us under the law, under the Constitution, he says, no, I don't, because I have the UN and NATO. That is treason. Obama has been having the ATF put in new anti-gun regulations outside of law. Now the ATF is talking about banning most shotguns with a new regulation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand up to Barack Obama and let him know, and let the prostitute, accomplice, collaborator media know that America is waking up and will not put up with this type of executive abuse. The latest outrage? Obama came out last Friday and he said, I'm going to legalize 80,000 illegal aliens to begin with because I can't get Congress to pass the law. Just a few years before that, he said that he'd like to act like a dictator, but that he couldn't because of the Constitution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
Now he's saying he can do this if he wants to. This is treason. It is important to create a grassroots campaign to say no to this. So we're doing something new. Two new contests. $5,000 prize for whoever creates Barack Obama flyer posters and posts them in legal and lawful areas. Check your local laws. Videotapes it. Uploads it to YouTube so it can go viral. You've only got 4.5 days. Midnight this Friday. Print off the flyers at InfoWars.com or create your own poster. Post them in legal lawful areas. Shoot video of it. Upload it to YouTube, send it to contest@InfoWars.com, and we're going to announce the winner next Monday. You're not going to have to wait very long on this contest. And then 2 weeks after that, 3 Fridays from now, we're going to have part two of the contest. And if you win part one, you can still be in part two. $10,000 prize. Now, what we're going to do is take these videos and post them so that other people will see the example and go out and post more. We did this a few years ago with the Joker contest. Obama is a joker. And the media took our bait. They said, how dare you show our gracious Fuhrer as a joker? This should be illegal.
It is a poster showing the president made up like the Joker. And as West News' Amanda Ober reports, whoever is responsible may face criminal charges.
You shouldn't be able to criticize Obama. It was in hundreds of newspapers, more than 20, 30, 40, 50, I lost count, TV stations from Japan to Ireland to the United States. This is going to be even bigger because these authoritarian pigs of the New World Order are going to try to say it's wrong to show Obama as a dictator. In fact, some of the posters we're making say, murdering dictator, his face, InfoWars.com. Or scumbag dictator, Obama's face, InfoWars.com. Our forebears in the 10 years leading up to the revolution in 1776 did the same thing. They decried King George III. They decried the corrupt system and were basically politically demonized for it. We have to identify that Obama is becoming a dictator because the powers that the executive is grabbing will just be passed on to the next president unless we decry them now. The traitorous Congress has been told they're slaves of the executive and have gone along with it. So it's important to let that scum know that we're aware of them. Follow the link below me for the contest rules. It's very, very easy. This country is in deep trouble, and we the people will call out this criminal who is saying he'll arrest us under the NDAA, he'll kill us, he'll shut down the internet, he'll hijack our smartphones and take it over with his propaganda messages, that he'll launch wars without congressional approval, that he'll do whatever he wants. Enough is enough. Let the maggot Barack Obama and all of his criminal mafia that work for him, that staged Fast and Furious and so many other crimes, know that you're awake to them. Last time the Obama Joker poster went super viral. This time it's going to go even bigger. Last time it was only $1,000 in prizes. This is $15,000. Part one and part two of the contest. This is your chance to strike a blow against tyranny and exercise your First Amendment and to have a chance to win up to $15,000. It's all posted at InfoWars.com and at the link below. I leave you with the words of Thomas Jefferson. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. It's time that would-be dictators know the sleeping giant that is America and free humanity is awakening. It's Stop Dictator Obama Contest at InfoWars.com. control freak tyrants are going to hate this. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
To the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die, start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people. People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we've got an exclusive here. World War II veteran, highly decorated, liberated a prisoner of war camp by parachuting in to a Japanese prisoner of war camp holding U.S. soldiers. I mean, we're talking about the stuff movies are made of. He's bankrupt. He's a World War II vet. They're taking his little piece of property in his house and making him dig up his dead wife. You cannot make this up. And remember, this is the age where megabanks take houses that aren't even theirs, that they don't even have deeds to, that are actually paid for and were paid for in cash. This is the criminality The sheriff is refusing to be part of it, so the feds are getting ready to come after him. We're going to try to draw some attention to this, thanks to Oath Keepers with Stuart Rhodes. We have some clips of an interview he did with a gentleman. Amazing, a prisoner of war story as well. I want to try to, we can get the number from Stuart. Actually, when you talk to Stuart, he's agreed to come on. Get the vet's number so we can probably try to get him on as well, or if not, in a part two interview. Get that from Stuart. Thank you. But we have that video now up at Infowars.com of that powerful 25-minute interview. But we'll be talking to Stuart coming up in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. Again, Daniel Esselman, the breaking news is coming up. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to go through a bunch of news. Holder agrees to meet with Issa. How gracious of him. Syria, Iran, Russia, and China plan joint war games. Iranian news agency reports. We told you last week the Russian were sending Marines and ships. Then the media said it wasn't true. Now Russia confirms it's true. McCain urges U.S.-led war in Syria. That's raw story. He wants boots on the ground. Big developments in Europe. The designed implosion accelerates. Avoid a global catastrophe. Larry Summers has written an article in the Washington Post saying give the bankers total control. And just each time they get trillions more, give us more power, make us above the law, make our carbon trading diplomatic immune worldwide, just give us total power and we'll turn the economy back on. Are they doing that? The answer is no. I've also got a very important stack of technology news that we're going to be breaking down, but let me just stop there. I put up this video, I shot the video yesterday afternoon, Aaron edited it, had it up by yesterday evening at Infowars.com, and I right away noticed Obama supporters, not web bots, not fake Department of Justice or defense bots. We can tell how those operate by watching them for years, and the Pentagon admits they have those, but actual Obama supporters, because I would go look at their comment, look at their channel last night and this morning, and they'd been posting for years. Many of them are accomplished people. It's their official channels. And they're basically engaged in veiled threats that, oh, you'll get your butt kicked if you post a poster bad of Obama. And, oh, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Or, oh, you're going to get arrested. Well, not if it's in legal or lawful areas. And again, if they try to selectively enforce a law or claim a law doesn't exist, if they've been hanging garage sale stuff on telephone poles for 20 years and nobody ever got a ticket for it, well, then that's up to your discretion at your own risk. But I'm going to be out hanging them up in commons areas. I've checked the local laws, and if it's in a commons area, nobody gets tickets for that. So I'm going to go do it today or tomorrow. I'm going to hang up a bunch of Obama dictator posters. In fact, I need to go ahead and give the order to somebody in my tiny crew. I'm like giving orders to people that don't exist. We need to go ahead and get a bunch of these PDFs and get a bunch of these printed, but I want to send them to a print shop and get some double size, double what a regular page printout is. And then a few hundred smaller ones that I'm going to go out my shelf and hang up and staple up or tape up tomorrow, probably tomorrow. At the latest, I'll do it Thursday. But the point is, we're doing this contest for a reason. We're doing this to show the power of the people. If they try to shut the web down with a fake cyber attack, that could happen. If the globalists do a false flag, they've talked about doing it. They admit Obama has a kill switch, or maybe Romney down the road. People need to know the power of going out and hanging up provocative posters, like V for Victory the French did against the Nazis, or what our forebears did during the 1776 adventure and leading up to it. And it's meant to be provocative. Obama is launching wars that are illegal. He is killing whole families with drones. He is a murderer. And I know he's a puppet, but if I go hang up Henry Kissinger's image or David Rockefeller or somebody, it won't get any media attention. You got to go after their puppet. And we did this 3 years ago with the Obama poster because another person hung up some Obama posters and they tried to arrest him. So I said, that's it. We're going all the way. And it was huge. And they tried to confront people there. But they would call police and say, arrest this person, arrest that. They couldn't because it's free speech. As long as you don't put it on somebody's private property or don't put it on federal stuff, what do you call them? Post office boxes. Put it in the big commons area, legal awful areas, the side of your barn, whatever. But I'm going to finish up with this when we come back. Folks trying to intimidate us. Straight ahead and in the news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to just say one little note here real fast before I forget to make it, because I've been thinking about the last few days. I know why Rand Paul endorsed Mitt Romney. I understand the political decision, and I think Rand Paul's a great guy. So is Ron Paul, but he's not Ron Paul. I mean, that's true what Lou Rockwell and others have said, but I understand the need and the desire to want to make things better and to project onto someone like Mitt Romney that well, maybe they're better than Obama because they were nice to me and because they sat in a room with me and said they agreed with me that abortion's bad and agreed that the Second Amendment's good. The problem is Mitt Romney has always been against those things. But maybe because he is a Republican, I see the argument that he won't be able to go against those type of issues because of his constituents won't let him. I still think that's an overall naive view. But I was hurt at first and angry at Ron Paul, because now they've had campaign people come out and say in press releases, I saw it last night, that yes, of course, Ron Paul helped coordinate that. So, you know, don't be mad at Rand because Ron's involved. They're now using that. Well, obviously, Ron Paul was involved. And I got mad at people lecturing me saying, oh, Ron Paul didn't know or Ron Paul's not involved. Give me a break, okay? And I know the polls are tired of running against the wind. They're tired of always trying like salmon to swim upstream. But that's why Ron Paul's been so successful and stood out, because he never compromised. That's all I'm saying. I get why they did it. I understand it. Look, Obama is so bad. I've described this myself, that I have this thought process that, oh, maybe Mitt Romney is good. But then I'm like, wait a minute, Alex, pinch yourself. You know that this is all part of a globalist operation. I mean, we've got Mayor Bloomberg now endorsing Mitt Romney. And that isn't even saying that Mitt Romney's worse than Obama, because somebody's so bad like Mr. Tyrant-in-Chief over New York, Bloomberg is endorsing him. That's happening because the elite are done with Obama. He was never anybody. He was a husk. He was a front man. He was a puppet, just like all these other high-level politicians. And that's what's sad, because the process of compromising turns you into a puppet. So I think it's good that we've let Ron Paul and Rand Paul and their media people know that we're upset, but it shouldn't be something that demoralizes everybody. I've now had a week and a half to think about this. Now, shifting gears, why am I going up against Obama if he is politically like garbage that's to be taken out of the curb? Because he's not gone yet. He could stage a terror attack, as a lot of his top advisors have been telling him to do. Even though he's a puppet, there are different factions of the power structure that are in the Democrat and Republican parties. They may want to hold on to power like Clinton before the election in Oklahoma City. And they've got all those fundraising letters and statements in the Financial Times of London by Shapiro and others about an Oklahoma City or 9/11 would really help us win the election. And so some of their underlings or some of the minions of the system could do anything. A fake assassination attempt, that would give him probably 15 points right through the election, probably 30 or 40 at first for a week or so. You know, a sympathy vote of people just getting into the hype. But 15 up to the election, say if it happened next week, God forbid. He could do anything. They could start a new war in Syria that a lot of them are pushing. I mean, a hot war. Boots on the ground, as they're calling for all over the news. Remember, 6 months ago I said they want boots on the ground. Oh, conspiracy theory, fearmonger, it's not going to happen. Now it's happening. And they're using Al-Qaeda to start the war. It's incredible. Who could make that something that crazy up? Give all your rights up, because Al-Qaeda's hiding under your toilet. But don't worry, the toilet safety police will grope you to keep you safe. But the globalists that have hijacked our country using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, I know I'm digressing. He could do anything. And again, people are like, well, what's the point? It'll just be Mitt Romney anyways. Well, different factions could escalate things into a crisis instead of a gentle handover of power to the next puppet. So we're in a very dangerous, critical time right now. An extremely, extremely important time at this juncture right now. And our First Amendment's under attack now more than ever. And because the election's heated up, I see threats on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, on the Obama deception. One version's got like almost 11 million views on YouTube. I see threats on there that we're going to get you guys. And then you go to the sites, it's real people. You go to the YouTube pages who really think it's racist to criticize Obama. And that's because MSNBC and others say if you even show an image of a black person in a newspaper doing something wrong, it's racist. And I've talked about experiencing this myself, catching a white guy paying off two black guys to go give a testimony and pose as gang members to say restrict guns, you know, gangbangers like us are dangerous. I exposed that, and the paper called me up and said, are you racist? And I said, is this a joke? And they said, no. And I thought it was a prank call and said, give me your number. I'll call you back at the Statesman. The guy gave me his number. I called him back, transferred through, got him. And I was like, this is real? And he said, yeah. Would you have done that report if they'd have been white being paid off? And I said, is that a joke? And the guy went to print with that. That's what these people do. Okay, that's what Bill Maher does. You know, the mayor of D.C. says Asians shouldn't be allowed to live there. He puts an image of him up. Or the former mayor. Boom, it's racist. Bill Maher says grudges. This is how they operate. And they know full well that people aren't predominantly going after Obama because he's black. You know what? White people are the folks that put Obama in there, put him over the top with a big win. White people hoped this would bring racial reconciliation. A lot of conservatives were kind of mainline voted for him just to try to create friendliness. Didn't work because the system never wanted that. It's about driving a wedge. That's why they want unlimited illegal aliens here to be put on welfare and be clients of the government who can then be legalized with all these motor voter things. I mean, I saw an article today where dogs are getting registered and able to vote. And they can then, I mean, that's the old trick of the book, bring in foreigners who will go along with the corrupt bankers that have hijacked the country to sell the nation out. This is treason that we're talking about here. And I don't just use those words lightly. So before I get into the news, banning of gardens, you name it, this is the type of comments. There's a whole bunch of them on the video that's at Infowars.com titled Stop Obama Dictator Contest, linked in red. Please email the video out to everybody, even if you're not going to take. And again, the contest just makes it fun. The $5,000 prize that I'll announce next Monday. I'm putting myself on a time frame here where it's going to move quick. I'll announce it Monday night on the Nightly News. We're on hiatus this week while we get some new people hired and finish up a few things. I've just bitten off so much I can't even complete half the stuff I got in the pike to be completed, so I'm doing another pit stop, and then we're going to relaunch the Nightly News, sit, you know, five nights a week next Monday, and I'll announce the winner then of the $5,000 prize. But that just makes it fun. Everybody wins by exercising the First Amendment. And I see the comments on the video in there, you know, on YouTube itself, and it's, ha, 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 Alex Jones is trying to get you killed in a big way. See, that's the message. Why don't you, Alex, lead your pack of followers and be the first to make up a poster and post them everywhere? Well, we did that. We did that 3 years ago. We were the first to go out and hang them up. I mean, I go out in public all the time. I mean, local talk show hosts have bodyguards. I just went right out to Bilderberg with no bodyguard for 4 days with plainclothes Marines trying to set us up with bomb threats. I mean, I'm not up here saying I'm a tough guy, but, you know, I always love these absolute cowards on the internet trying to imply. There's some actual threats in here by some of these guys. You know, these people trying to act like, A, I'm a coward, B, we're all cowards, and C, we better watch our back. That's the reason we're doing this, Jack. And I went to the guy's website. He's a somewhat successful black rapper that said this. And he goes on to say, including on your front lawn. Oh, the implication is I'll get it. And let's see how it fares out. Well, I would really hate anybody that did something at my house. That would not be advised when I'm there. That would not be a healthy move. Number two, if I did live in the city, I would put some in my front yard. I live back in the woods, you see, with the woman and the kids and the dogs in me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a 50 cal, and more, and still more. And cameras everywhere, and still more. And not just the little French bulldogs you see on video. No, those aren't the only dogs. So I'm here trying to understand I'm bad and I better watch it, and I'm gonna get people hurt, not if they're out legally and lawfully hanging up signs. And if somebody did try to do something to that, that's that person's problem, not my problem, that people don't respect free speech in this country. So don't give in to the punks out there that are trying to shoot their mouths off like big men on the internet, but never in person, that you better not dare hang up stuff and defile the great leader. That's why I did this 3 years ago. It was because somebody was hanging these up in Los Angeles, similar to what we had put up, an Obama joker, and they were talking about arresting him, and the news was saying, oh, it's illegal not to hang stuff up in public commons, but to criticize Obama. Local papers in Central Texas, the Kyle paper, called it hate speech and said, should I be arrested? Because people were hanging him up on telephone poles. Not because it was, they say, illegal to hang him up on telephone poles, because that's a commons, people have been posting it, then it's common law, you can do it. No, because we were criticizing him. Listen, I'll criticize anybody I want. People are like, On the other hand, they're like, Alex has got to be a Fed. Nobody could hang up posters like this calling Obama a murderer and get away with it if they weren't. Listen, just because you've never done anything in your life, just because you're gripped by fear, don't associate your fear with me, okay? I have committed to this fight, and it's nothing, nothing to tell people to go hang up some signs exposing that Obama's becoming a dictator. And the fact that people, A, are threatening us over it and others, and B, saying it's impossible, no one could be this bold, no one could go with several thousand people over 5 days and bullhorn world leaders and heads of state at point-blank range into their vehicles. The reason we have the First Amendment is because we're exercising it. They're trying to get rid of it all over the world, free speech in general, and the First Amendment here. The reason we have the right to film police is because we're exercising it. You understand there's a parallel track of liberty on one side and tyranny on the other. And if we don't exercise the liberty muscles, they will atrophy and the tyrants will take over. This is an eternal, continual struggle over every inch of dirt. You know, I think about my grandfather, who always told everybody that he was, my dad's dad, that he was a cook in the Army Air Corps. Until decades after he died back in like 1981. Decades after he was dead, my grandmother had died, and my dad got his, well, my uncle actually got him, but my dad got to look at him. We got to look at him and take some photos of it. My grandfather's Army Air Corps graduation book, and then the letters and medals and stuff like that. And, you know, he only had to do the basic missions over Europe. And on average, yeah, only 22 missions. That's why I say catch 22, but half the time in those missions, they were dying. That's how dangerous it was. Imagine the people that did even more and never wanted to be known about. See, that's why we admire people in the military, is the memory of when our military actually went into situations where half the people died in many cases. Or I think about my uncle. You know, who flew helicopters in Vietnam and got shot up and was, you know, highly decorated. None of them listen to the show right now, never wants to talk about it. That's the difference. That's what a warrior is, even if the war is wrong, in the case of Vietnam, is when you're actually facing other men with weapons that can resist you. Not cowardly drones flying around killing whole families so you can say you get one terrorist and then they want to use the drones against us. And then they want to criticize Syria if one child gets killed when the West is funding al-Qaeda to attack their government and that government's responding. We're supposed to get sad about the one dead girl, but not care about the thousands, well, millions of other dead. This is all being done in our name. And I think about modern Americans who are shocked that I would dare say hang up signs pointing out that Obama is becoming a dictator, launching wars without approval, shutting down power plants, gun control, legalizing illegals. I mean, this is treason. We ought to create a poster that says "Got Treason" with Obama, maybe as Mao. We'll do that. I mean, whatever poster you want, just exposing. $5,000 prize this Friday. I'll give it out next Monday, and then two Fridays later, $10,000. Just phase two. You win the first prize, you can win the second prize. Do it now. It's about taking action. And then I think about how people can't believe that I would do something like this because I'm supposed to live in fear. And I think about World War II veteran being forced out of his home because he's bankrupt and forced to exhume his wife's body. He owns the land outright and a little house. But now when you're bankrupt, they try to take your house. I guess he got tricked into it or something. And he parachuted in on one of many combat missions in the 11th Airborne Division. Prisoners of war at Los Banos internment camp on the island of Luzon in the Philippines. Paratrooper into the prisoner of war camp because as the Japanese were pulling out, being defeated, they were killing all the prisoners of war. Parachuting in against larger numbers. That's what people were like in the past, and now Americans can't believe I would get up here and say Obama's a dictator. Well, I mean, I'm a hero. I've got courage. No, I'm not, and I'm sick of it. The bar has been lowered so much in this country, down to almost nothing. By the way, you know the story about that gentleman who was beaten to death out in California? What was his name? Thomas Kelly, out in the same area, another schizophrenic person was beaten to death and tortured to death the very same way. And these videos get released, and they aren't even resisting, and the cops just take their time beating your brains out and breaking your ribs and breaking your throat. And I just think about what we've become. What is tough today is being a big fat bully. Is attacking somebody with a drone or attacking somebody when there's 10 cops and some 100-pound schizophrenic person, you know, who thinks you're monsters. And to hear these guys when they cry and beg as they're slowly killed, crying for their mommies and their daddies, and the cops are getting all excited. I mean, wow. Steroids does that to you? Because, I mean, I don't know how somebody normally gets off on that. I mean, yeah, if you're in a fight, somebody attacks you, they're hurting you pretty bad, and you finally get the better of them, and I get being vicious and banging their head in the ground a few times to make sure they don't get back up. That's a satisfying feeling because you won, but they started it. I don't understand wanting to sit there and go brutal on men, women, and children. I don't understand how we became like this as a society. And I'm already digressing. When we come back, all over the country, they're de facto banning gardens. And I told you where it would start. Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got joining us at the 8 after break, second segment next hour, Daniel Eskin with breaking news. We'll get into the Europe implosion, a lot of geopolitical news with Russian war fleet, sections of fleets moving into the Mediterranean, a lot of big developments on that front. I'm going to get into the attack on true sustainability and just trying to be self-sufficient here in a moment. But first off, I want to tell you about some of the great products that I personally use and that are discounted and available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWars.com. The Modophyllan is the best. We did a lot of research because I wanted to start taking this myself. The best brown seaweed, and it comes from New Zealand, so there's no radiation in it, from Fukushima. It's the most concentrated out there. I talked to so many experts, and they all said this is the brand. It's discounted with the free citizen rulebook and more at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Just go read all the amazing stuff it does at InfoWarsShop.com. Also, we're carrying the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filtration system. None of the plastic and the garbage in it. Blows the competition away. Just look at the side-by-side comparisons. You can get 10% off on all the different units. My favorite is the Traveler that we have in the RV when we travel around the country. I'm getting ready for another trip soon, folks, and a new investigation. The point is we've got the ProPure systems, 10% off with the promo code WATER. Nobody has got it even near that price at InfoWarsShop.com. We also have the best for my research. This is what I personally use. Life Straw, you drink right out of a swamp with this. We have that discounted at InfoWars.com. A new film exposing the dangers of vaccines. If you have friends and family that don't understand that, A, it's not the law, and, B, the dangers, the new film, it's award-winning. It's won a whole bunch of major, I don't know, it's won more than 15 film festivals, big ones. It's available, The Greater Good. I'm going to get these folks on next week. This is available at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Behind the Green Mask, View on Agenda 21. Jesse Ventura's new book, Democrats and Republicans, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, the book that woke me up, back in print, all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, and your purchases does make the broadcast possible. You can also call 888-253-3139. I'll cover this more in the third hour when I get into all the other news after Daniel Estulin leaves us, because it dovetails into banks taking people's property. I thought they had homesteading rules in most states. I don't know how they're taking this World War II vets, but Stuart Rhodes has been out there to interview him. He's on with us. And we do have the vet coming on as well. He's going to be at the VA or driving to the VA when he comes on. World War II vet, World War II hero. Not many of them left. And Stuart's a constitutional lawyer, award winning. I think he was like top of his class, won the big treatise award. Was it Princeton or Yale? It was Princeton, wasn't it? The point is, he's gone and looked over it. It's true. He's investigated it. And I don't know how they take your property when it's already paid for just because you went bankrupt. But, we saw an article out of England yesterday where they kick people out of the military 22 years in, right as they're about to be able to retire with full benefits. And full benefits was £12,000 a year. How do you live on £12,000 a year? That's like $18,000 in England, folks. England is so expensive. That's like $6,000. I mean, how would you live on $6,000-$7,000 a year? Some of these guys have like, you know, I was also reading, well, they do it here where you have disabled people they're trying to cheat. And again, they claim everything is about the troops. Yeah. Soon they'll have the robots and the drones. They won't need you. But here it is. News on 6. Woman sues city of Tulsa for cutting down her edible garden. They said you're not allowed to have it in the front or the back, and it was a very pretty little garden. I've seen the newscast. This is up at InfoWars.com. We're linked to it. But woman sues city. And remember 3 years ago, it was the city council tried to pass a law in Tulsa that you have to have an inspection to make sure there's not marijuana. Because, see, you're guilty until proven slave. You don't let prisoners have a garden in America. Well, now they just send code enforcers in, and they chop it down and give you a bill.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.